My name is Rebecca Fowler. I grew up in Lincoln County on the Hanging Fork of Dix River. I was the third child, the second daughter of Hannah and Matthias Fowler, being born to them in the spring of 1783. Richard always said I was a handsome woman. I do not know about that, but it's true that I am tall, though not as tall as my mother, and strongly built as she was, with her same dark hair and eyes. Great physical endurance came to me from her also, and if it is true that I have always had a very level way of looking at things, that too came from her, for I never knew her not to be sensible and wise. The home on the Hanging Fork was a pleasant one, with enough of the world's goods for comfort and with friends and neighbors settled all about. There was an older sister, Jane, who was very like my father, with fair skin and reddish-brown hair, and there were three brothers, one older than I, two younger. We were put to tasks very early. When I was as young as 5, I did my stint on the winter knitting, and I could turn the big spinning wheel to fill a spindle as evenly as my mother before I was 10. I learned to weave, to help with the stock, to work in the garden patch, and to take my portion of the care of the house, all at a very tender age. I count it excellent training for any woman. My mother and father were strict with us, but not stern. They expected and exacted obedience, but I have always thought that discipline commenced early, surrounds a child with safe limits for his growing up. We had as many pleasures as the times accorded. We went occasionally to spend the day with neighbors. We went to corn huskings and barn raisings and to quilting bees. We were taken sometimes to the county seat town, and once even my father took us the long journey to Lexington. It was a marvel for our young eyes to see the city, and always after the church was organized, we went to meeting, for both my mother and my father were faithful Presbyterians. And we had more schooling than most young ones of our station. A traveling Englishman stayed with us 2 winters. He was studying the ways of the birds and the animals of our country, and he carried a great lot of books with him. He also painted many of the things we studied. He was a fine gentleman, and he taught us in return for his bed and board, even my mother and father learning under him. He read to us from his books and taught us from them. He was thorough and in his teaching too, so that we can all write a fine hand and have some understanding of rhetoric, grammar, literature, geography, and history.